Some of the hottest artists in Latin music are in Miami this week for the Billboard Latin Music Conference and Awards. The conference celebrates the most popular musicians and business innovators in Latin music. Now, if you are not an expert on Latin music, do not worry. Here to guide us, Jasmine Garst, co-host of NPR's podcast Alt Latino. She will be with us all this week to tell us which artists to keep our eyes and ears on. Jasmine, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, we talked about Romeo Santos. He is nominated for Artist of the Year. But who else are you going to tell us about today?
Well, today I want to talk about another big hitter who's nominated for a whole lot of categories, Cuban-American rapper Pitbull. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, Pitbull is everywhere. He's ubiquitous. I actually saw a really funny Facebook post the other day, some guy saying, "I'm afraid to sing in the shower because I'm worried Pitbull will step in and remix me."
I can see it. He's in ads. He is
Kodak,
everywhere.
Kodak, Budweiser. That's he's right. with Dr. Pepper. And he's a really interesting story. He released Planet Pit last year. It debuted as number 7 in the Billboard 100. And Pitbull has really emerged from a crunk persona of Southern rap to a global pop rap star. And he himself had said that he had all the strikes against him in the world of rap. He's Cuban-American. He's from the South. He's white, blue-eyed guy. Not exactly what is predominant in the world of rap right now. So this is his most successful album yet. His single, Give Me Everything, peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. Because tomorrow I'm off to do battle, perform for a princess. But tonight, I can make you my queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing, so keep blowing. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Because we might not get tomorrow.
Tasteful. And I also want to mention that there is that R&B artist Ne-Yo is also collaborating with him on Give Me Everything. You might have heard a little bit of him there.
Yeah, and Pitbull collaborated with everyone. He was with David Guetta. David Guetta produced some of this album. He collaborated. Well, Mark Anthony and J-Lo got joint custody of him.
Okay.
he collaborated with Chris Brown, Ne-Yo, T-Pain, and he's working on something with Shakira, apparently.
Yeah, but, you know, he's been around for a while for people who, you know, follow rap. Why do you think he's blowing up now?
I think it's a combination of things. I do believe Pitbull isn't amazingly hardworking man. I mean, I don't even know when he sleeps, and you can't possibly put out those many singles and collaborations and remixes without just having an amazing work ethic. I also think Pitbull is an interesting story about the complexity of Latin identity in the United States. Like I said, he is a Cuban-American kid. His parents were Cuban. They made him recite Cuban poet José Martí when he was growing up. He had a lot of problems with the law. Like I said, white, blue-eyed Cuban guy didn't really fit into maybe the stereotypical vision of what Hispanics are in this country. And maybe the U.S. is ready for that.
Pitbull's up against another artist, Don Omar, who has 2 songs nominated for Song of the Year, Taboo and Danza Kuduro. Why do you think Pitbull has an edge over his competition? How do you call it?
Oh, Pitbull. I feel bad because I really like Don Omar. I think he's a cutie. But Pitbull was everywhere. I mean, Pitbull is inescapable, whether you like it or not.
Well, we'll see. Jasmine Garst is a co-host of NPR's podcast Alt Latino. She joined us once again in our studios in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for stopping in once again.
Thank you for having me.
And here is Pitbull performing International Love featuring R&B artist Chris Brown. You can't catch me, boy. I'm overseas at about 100 G's for show. Don't test me, boy. Cause I rap with the best for show. 305 to the death of me. Cremate my body, let the ocean have what's left of me. But for now, forget about that. Blow the whistle, baby, you the referee. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. I'm still to see her, oh, girl.
touch down everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce, and the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, "Pit, you can have me and my sister." In Lebanon, yeah, the women are bomb. And in Greece, you guessed it, the women are sweet. Been all around.